Tiffany Geer is a political science major at Western. She's on course to graduate in December, if she can afford it. Geer gets financial help from the state in the form of a MAP grant. Those are awarded to qualifying low-income students. But the state has yet to fund the program this fiscal year, leaving Geer in limbo.
I'm so close to being done, and I feel like my future is being ripped away from me.
Geer says she participated last fall in a lobbying day at the Capitol, where she got to talk to lawmakers about MAP grants.
They have all told me the same thing, that don't get your hopes up, we hear you, but there's no changing the governor's mind.
What do you think when you hear something like that? Don't get your hopes up. There's no changing the governor's mind.
It really feels like everything I've worked for and everything I've done over the last few years has just completely been worthless.
Geer wants politicians to stop stalling and start providing funding for MAP grants. And she's not alone with that sentiment. Geer was one of about 200 people who rallied at Western Tuesday afternoon. They marched through the Macomb campus carrying signs that read, "Don't hurt our students, college isn't just for billionaires, and our future depends on education." Faculty member Brian Powell helped organize the demonstration.
We're sending a strong message to Springfield, and the message is, it's time to stop using us as some kind of political football.
Another protester is Keisha Ruth. She just graduated from Western and says she benefited from MAP grants. She called the budget standoff horrible.
This is why I will be voting. We have to vote these people out. You may not like politics, but whoever's in office right now, they need to go.
The demonstrators also included retired faculty member Martha Clems, who, like Ruth, said this is no time for sitting on the sidelines.
This is a week of action. We've been too patient and too passive for too long.
One course of action is to video or audio record a 20-second moment of silence, a silence broken by everyone in the recording shouting, "Fund our future." They did a practice run at the rally.
Okay, ready? Silence.
The recordings are to be posted online. The idea is to flood social media with them.
Fund our future!
Organizers also urged people to call Governor Rauner's offices in Springfield and Chicago and urge him to sign the MAP grant funding bill. The measure was just sent to the governor's desk Tuesday. He has said he will veto it. Tiffany Geer, the student we heard from earlier, wishes the news was better.
They work so hard, and everybody here works so hard, but nothing's changing, and that's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking.
Geer says people need to pay attention, get involved, and care about what's happening. She hopes that will spare future college students the uncertainty she's endured this past year. Rich Egger reporting.